Before I dive into this episode, I want to invite you to a free live workshop with me. It's June 13th, and the topic is bad managers. I love this topic. I know you probably don't, yet you need to know the types of bad managers and what to do because you might have some mediocre leaders on your teams. Please check it out. It's June 13th. It's free to everyone. You just need to go to awesomeleader.com/bad-managers. Once again, awesomeleader.com/bad-managers. Hope to see you there. You have probably heard about or met an executive coach. And you're probably like, wow, you know, what does an executive coach do? What is executive coaching? Is this life coaching? What would a coach do if they worked with me? I'm going to let you know, I have a list of 20 things that I do regularly with clients. I'm going to go through it quickly in this episode, and it's going to give you the context you need to decide when you need to work with a coach and when you want to work with a coach. So let's talk about what executive coaches do. I'm Lila Billingtown. I'm an executive coach and the creator of Awesome Leader. I've coached founders, VPs, and C-suite executives worldwide for over 25 years. I make it easier for leaders to make decisions, guide their teams, have difficult conversations, and have fun in their roles. Yes, that's possible. I love what I do, and I love my clients. My number one passion is making it easier to lead and manage teams, no matter what your title is. And in my online coaching and training programs, I create leadership ease through 15-minute lessons in weekly group coaching. In this podcast, you can experience some of that micro learning. This podcast is a weekly shot of tangible leadership advice. All episodes are just about under 15 minutes. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. I'm Lila Billingtown. I'm excited you're here for another episode of The Leadership Shot. So as you heard in the beginning there, I'm going to talk about what executive coaches do. So I think some of what coaching is very mysterious. I'm an executive coach, an executive leadership coach. I'm not a life coach. I help people learn how to become a better leader so they can run a team and business better. Very simple words there. When people reach out to me, I share with them my coaching process. I let them know how and when we're going to meet, what my coaching philosophy is, how often we're going to work together, about the interviews that I'll do to complete their 360, the assessments we'll work on, the shadowing, how we're going to work together and how they can contact me and how I'm going to hold them accountable. That's what you're going to be learning about if you reach out to a coach. You should really be getting just what I told you there. Then I want to share with you some of the general topics that I work on with people. It's very general. I think it's a good start, though, if you're curious about what coaches do. So again, list 20 things. I'll run through them quickly. So to start off, I help clients clarify their goals and objectives. I sometimes help CEOs define and align their vision, mission, and strategic goals. I help them think about their business goals as well as their personal goals. So there's a lot of goal setting. There's a lot of accountability. Next thing I do is I help clients assess their strengths, weaknesses, and areas of opportunity. This is usually in the form of stakeholder interviews, as an interview-based 360. This is a confidential and objective feedback report that I write for them after interviewing 7 to 15, sometimes more, not often fewer than 7 people, about how effective they are as a leader. This is the biggest gift, no joke, they can give themselves. That helps them understand what they should do more of, less of, where they're struggling. And we also talk about their leadership brand when I interview people for 360s too. The next thing I do is I provide feedback insights on their leadership style and effectiveness. I learned this from the 360. I learned this from meeting their team, observing them, shadowing them, seeing them in meetings. I help facilitate their self-awareness and their development of their EQ or emotional intelligence, help them understand how they can become more self-aware, understand their emotions, how their emotions are impacting their decisions, what they're saying, how they're operating. EQ is a big part of what I do with my clients. I give my clients guidance on how to make decisions and how to solve problems when they feel stuck. They get unbiased, unfiltered information to help them make decisions. And sometimes actually not make decisions, but to at least understand and figure out where they are at that time. I help them enhance communication and interpersonal skills. Sometimes this is watching them present. It is reviewing emails. It is helping them understand when they need to have a tough conversation with somebody, why are they sharing that information and what do they want to get out of it? Oftentimes I really spend, and this is some of the best stuff that I think I do and love doing. How do you say something better? How do you actually figure out what to say? How do I take their words and put it in a situation, put it in language they feel it's authentic and it gets the point across and it helps them help someone else as a leader? I help executives to think about how to navigate politics and challenges, challenges with their stakeholders, challenges with their peers. I oftentimes help them manage organizational change and some of the initiatives they have to transform their organizations. We work on fostering resilience. We work on stress management techniques. I guide them in developing how to consider being more resilient and identifying their stresses and understanding how they impact their roles as a leader, how effective they can be as a leader. We also work on techniques for managing conflicts and difficult conversations. Conflict is not a four-letter word. It's not a bad word. So we think about how they can be impactful, how they can get into situations where they have differing ideas with somebody or they're leading a discussion and we're getting good work done and maybe things get heated. However, we are mastering conflict. That's so important. I offer strategies for building and leading high-performing teams. Lila, I've got these people on my team. This is what so-and-so's working on. How can they develop? So oftentimes, I'm doing some training, facilitating, consulting, guiding with them on how they can develop their leaders. And with that, I sometimes facilitate leadership development workshops and programs for senior leaders as well. I give them strategies on how to build and lead high-performing executive teams, if it's the executive team. With that, we work on developing executive presence and influence, sometimes presentation skills as well. We talk about stakeholders. We identify stakeholders and think about the relationship building strategies that they need to dedicate time and energy towards. I offer support in how they manage their relationships with key, important, what's another word to think about it? I can't think of the right word now, precious, high intense stakeholders, managing the board. Managing your investors, things like that. I support their career transition and their advancement, how they think about what they're doing right now and where they want to go. I also help them think about succession planning and leadership development for their team, succession planning for themselves and then for their team as well. Planning, strategic thinking, that's also another thing that a coach should help you with. And crisis management and handling challenging situations. I'm not a crisis management or crisis communications expert, but oftentimes I'm helping that leader figure it out in the heat of things. I also offer them a perspective and strategies for managing some of the balance that they want in terms of when they dedicate more time towards their personal life versus their professional life. I help them celebrate what they're doing well, their successes, their milestones, and then to remember how to learn from the mistakes. I hold them accountable. That's a huge part of it. I'm also a cheerleader. I'm also a friend, but I'm a ruthlessly honest friend. So those are the things that I do as a coach. I'm hoping that you heard some things that you want and need in a coach in that list there. There are tons of other things. I'll mention a few more right now. These are less common, but I have done this. I help people manage work-life balance and well-being. I support them in handling some executive-level responsibilities and pressures. Oftentimes, if I have a client where they're maybe my only client for several months at a time, or they're taking up half my time because I want to. They need that intense help developing their team and also helping them with their emotional intelligence. Also, support during transitions, leadership transitions, when they're bringing on a new leader, when they are transitioning to a new situation as well. Now it's time for you to think about what you need from a coach. You probably got some ideas here. Let me know what questions you have. I hope this has been useful, and I'm going to talk to you in the next episode of The Leadership Shot. Bye for now. Before you go, please hit subscribe or click to follow this podcast. This tells me that the content I'm sharing is helping you, your team, and your company. You'll also learn when the next episode drops. And if you'd like weekly emails from me with more tips on how to move your leadership towards awesome, visit awesomeleader.com/podcast. You'll receive notifications of free workshops and free resources. Also, if you want to learn how to bring the first and only online leadership program with lessons under 15 minutes to your teams, visit awesomeleader.com. You'll learn all about my online coaching and training program. Thanks for listening to The Leadership Shot.